this week's parasha. In the aftermath of the Mabul, after Noach and his family were saved, the pasuk says, "Vayochol Noach isha adama vayitakor." Noach's first episode after leaving the Teva in Shishi says, Rashi says, "Osa atzmochuin vayochol." Noach degraded himself, desecrated himself. Why? Because he was noiteakar. Because he planted. On the psukim, doesn't seem like it was such a grave mistake. It was such a horrific, response. So Rashi asa atzmo chulin shahayil olasak tchila benetia acheres. Unbelievable. Rashi says, what was this? What was this desecration? Chulin, nischalel. Why was Noach nasis chulin? Because hayaloi lasek benetia acheres. Because he should have planted something else. What bechlal does Rashi mean? He should have planted something else. Hayaloi lasek tchila benetia acheres. I'd like to be masbir this, Rabbi Yisai. But I'd like to be masbir this with a yesod, and I think many of us struggle with, misunderstand, and need to really reorient ourselves in terms of understanding in the time that we're in right now, post the Yontif of Simchas Torah. There's a Maridah Gamaisa that I heard that happened a few years ago on Simchas Torah. And it took place in an apartment building where they were having a minyan and they were dancing, and the Gabbai, his name was Mordechai, was getting the Olam excited. They were preparing. In my house with the kids, and other kids come over before Simchas Torah, you could feel it because the pekalachs, they pack up the pekalachs, and there's like, it already starts the avodah of Simchas Torah a few days before Shana Rabbah. We're already getting ready, and they're getting excited. A lot of people are having guests. It's going to be a packed minyan. It's going to be geshmak, and they're all pumped up, and they start hakafas. And one of the guys there, Avi, has a hakafa, and he bumped into the guy in front of him and he dropped the Sefer Torah. And what the Gabbai says is that Simchas Torah switched and was transformed from Simchas Torah, the happiest day of the year, to Tisha B'Av in a matter of seconds. No one could move. And then the guy's on the side pretending not to look, right? I wasn't here, I didn't see, so they don't have to fast. You know how it is, right? And there was just like, no one knew how to respond. This guy Avi was like, done. He was like, mortified. Totally embarrassed. Runs out of the room. Goes, sits in the parking lot, and just cries his heart out. He just is the reason that Simchas Torah is shot for everyone, and he just dropped the Sefer Torah. The Gabbai, with all these achanas, sees how everything just totally drifted away, and no one is participating, trying to energize, saying we can't give up, trying to bring guys into the circle. It's just not happening. It's just not. We're not feeling it. See, you can't change the reality. Like, just stop. It's just not. And he's trying, and he's working, and he's trying to bring people in. Nothing's doing. Marav Rabbeisai, I have a kasha for you. What would you like better? To experience sason or to experience simcha? So he'll tell me, Rabbi, what in the world are you talking about? Joy or celebration? Happiness or joy? Well, like, what are these, like, you know, semantics? So you think I'm crazy. So look at the Gemara in Sukkah and Mem Chesem Abiz. The Machloikis in the Gemara. Two guys and their names were Sason and Simcha, and they started arguing with each other. Who's better? Jews, we argue about everything. Sason and Simcha. So Sason quotes Psukim for him, right? Sason is Simcha Yagilun. Simcha says, Kibbe Simcha Tseitseyu. All these different Psukim that the Gemara goes on, a whole Amud in the Gemara, a few lines in the Gemara dedicated to this debate, to this Machlekes. So fundamentally, everybody, so you see from this Gemara, you got to walk away with one thing. You can't just laugh at the Gemara. You can't just, like, you know, get a good time from the Gemara. You have to understand that fundamentally, obviously, Chazal are trying to hint to me that what? Simcha and Sason is not the same thing. So what is the difference? So there's a fascinating Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon explains that Sason and Simcha, we see, are fundamentally different. As the pasuk says, "Ki besimcha seitzeyu." Simcha is the idea and the emotion when a person is at the outset of a mission or of a trip. Ki besimcha seitzeyu, as you go out, as you're feeling that excitement. Sason is the rejoicing when a person finishes and when a person completes. Sason to vote when you're coming in after the Gemara. Smach zvulin b'tzeisach. Zvulin is happy going out. Rabbeisai, Akasha is, if the Goyin is right, then we have a problem with our yontif and the way we refer to it. We should call it Sason HaTorah. We shouldn't call it Simchas HaTorah. What's pshat? If the Goyin is correct, that this is, Sason is when you complete something. Sason is that at the time, the graduation, when we have finished, so then we got the wrong name. What in the world is going on with the yontif that we just celebrated? So, the minig is, in Simchas Torah, that most shuls, most of you guys had a kiddush on Simchas Torah. Yeah? Most shuls have a kiddush. Right? My shul, they call it the Gala Kiddush. It's a whole joke, whatever. The Gala Kiddush, it's a big kiddush, big time to have a kiddush. A lot of shuls have a kiddush. Where does it come from? Is that just because people are hungry? Or there's actually a source in Shulchan Aruch to have a kiddush, to celebrate. And is actually the source to have a celebration at a siyum hamaseches and at a siyum hashas, at a completion. So the Darkei Moishin is commentary on the tour Beis Yosef. The Rama, the Darkei Moishin, writes that the source comes from Psukim in Melachim, that when Shlomo HaMelech became the king, so Shlomo HaMelech had a dream and he was granted that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give him and bless him with what he wishes. And Shlomo HaMelech in the dream asks for a lev shomea, for the ability to delve into the Rabbeinu Shlomo's Torah and to have a lev, a heart that's shomea, to delve into the Rabbeinu Shlomo's Torah on a deeper level. And Shlomo HaMelech wakes up, has a whole celebration, is makriv karbonis. And that is the source, says the Darkei Moishe, for our siyum, for our suda, for our kiddush on Simchas Torah. Marav Rabbeisai asked Rav Schwab a fundamental question. That's the source for a simcha at a siyum? Shlomo HaMelech didn't accomplish anything in Torah. Shlomo HaMelech didn't complete a tractate. He wasn't Messiah anything. Shlomo HaMelech was just gifted the Kalim to be able to shtag, to be able to learn, to be able to understand. Moreover, Aboisai, Zedman Fundo, we see from here, from the Darkei Moshe, from the Kasha that I asked on the Goin, from everything, that we misunderstand the celebration that we just all experienced last week with Simchas HaTorah. The Sfas Emes writes in Shnas Tov Reish Lamed Dalet. He says, there are a lot of individuals in my shtib right now, in my shul, that think that they don't have a shaychus to Simchas Torah. They think, come on, it's been a crazy year. COVID. How much did I accomplish already? How much did I finish? What was I able to be Messiah? How am I going to participate in the Simcha of Simchas HaTorah? Zok Tesvas Emes, Amayra Digavar, you're all wrong. The Yisoid of Simchas HaTorah is to be Metakin, Pumfakert, Asher Loi Berchu BaTorah Tchila. It's making a bracha and a celebration on the ability to now have a brand new, fresh shaychus to Torah. To take those old kalim and those old experiences and everything we learned and to now dig deeper and to start again. That's the simcha of Torah. We come from a fakrumta of mahalach that we think the celebrations are all by the graduation. The celebrations are by the accumulation. The celebrations is when you have something to show and you have something to post on the wall with a signature of the college or the university you went to. That's not something to be mesameach about. The journey ended. You're done. Now make some money. Do something with it already. That's not what Yiddishkeit is about. Then these anashim soichrim, then these businessmen who the Sfas Emes is talking to in Shnas Tov Reish Lamed Dalet are right. Then they should sit on the sidelines and they shouldn't be besimcha on Simchas Torah. We're following Shlomo HaMelech and we're not celebrating Sosan HaTorah. We're celebrating Ki besimcha seitzeyu. Now I have the ability to what? To start a journey again. The Rabbeinu Shalom wants my Torah. I am going to make a Birkas HaTorah and be attacking what caused Churban HaMikdash, Zok the Gemara Nadarim, Pei Aleph Amid Aleph. Asher Loi Birchu HaTorah Tchila, Zok the Sfas Emes, bench on the Torah now, dance with the Torah now, create a connection that no matter what happens in business, he's talking to these businessmen, Rabbi Isai, and he's saying, you are now going to have a life that's cleaving to the Torah, and it's all going to be because you're celebrating right now about that future journey. It's not about the Gemar. It's not about what you finished. It's about the fact that you had an experience and now you could take it even deeper. And if you didn't have it to the level and the quality that you wanted, now you can. Because the journey starts again. Smach Zvulim B'Tzeisecha. Wow. The Rabbeinu Shlolem wants my journey. He wants my struggle in this Tosfos Lefichach. That's Simchas HaTorah. Moyer v'Raboisai, when I saw this Sfas Emes, I found pshat in the Maisa. If you remember what I started off, Avi dropped the Sefer Torah, and it was a brach. Everyone was tzabrachin and depressed. In the Matzav, it was Tisha B'Av. There wasn't anything that the Gabbai could change and could shift. But the Gabbai had an idea. He said, I'm not going to get them to dance. But I'm going to use that Sefer Torah that dropped on the floor. It's not possible. I'm going to use it for Chosin Bereishis. Wherever Rabbi said, listen to what happens. The oil for Chosin Bereishis makes the bracha. Shebach harbonim yikol amin asalon as Torah so. Baruch ato Hashem no yisein ato yiro. Silence in the room. The Baal Koyre doesn't start. He's bending over. He's staring at the Torah. And he starts calling, And everyone has no idea what's going on. Why is he calling us over? Why doesn't he just lean to Hefsik? And he points inside the Torah. There's no Bereishis Bara. The words were not written in the Torah. Immediately, Mordechai rolls up the Torah and runs outside to the parking lot and gets Avi, and he says, Avi, you didn't drop a Sefer Torah. It was a Chumash. It was Puzzle, never had these OCOs. Turns out the whole Maisa afterwards, they found out from the guy who donated the Torah that the Sofer called him with a special skula to not only fill in the end, but also fill in the beginning. He never did that before. So he forgot to check the beginning of the Torah. But Ashkocha was that what? There wasn't a Sefer Torah that was dropped. But what's the uptight in the story, Rabbi Isai? What's the pshat in the Maisa? The word is, if you're going to have a Semichas Torah, that's only going to be about Vizayis HaBrocha, about completing, about accomplishing, about being Messiah. Say, yeah, and Hanami, the Sefer Torah is going to stay possible. Rabbi Isai, Mordechai, the Gabbai said, let's roll the Sefer Torah and let's use it to now start a new journey. To now start and make a Simchas HaTorah, like the Goyin says, not a Sosan HaTorah. If it's about a Tchila, if it's about realizing that you have the opportunity, like the Sasemes says, and there's nothing greater than that, that the Rabbeinu Shalom wants, your involvement, your journey, your Yitziyah, that's a Geshmak. The Rabbeinu Shalom wants you to use your Kalim just like Shlomo HaMelech and start living a life of Torah. Unlike what you had last year. Or not on the same level as you had last year. That's the Simcha that we just rejoice in. That's not over. That's here right now. A lot of you guys came into Yeshiva and you said, Simchas Torah is over. Let's get back to reality. You're looking at Simchas Torah as what? As what was. As a completion. The Sfas Emes, the Goyin, is telling you, you misunderstood Simchas Torah. Simchas HaTorah is now in October, in February, in January, in the new journey, in Kibbutz Simchos Eitzeyu, in Tzmach Zvulun B'Tzeisecho. This is the Simchas HaTorah. And I saw it in front of my eyes this week. In front of my eyes this week. I heard from two individuals in the shir. First shir that we gave on Tosfos Lefichach was so hard. And they were telling themselves, Rabbi Isai, I can't do it. I'm not going to get this tesis. It is. It's one of the hardest tesis. It's mamish, one of the hardest sugis we're going to do. But Bas is hard. And this is where it's hard. And we're not. We could go the route, Rabbi Isai. Skip it. Good. Or these two people said, Schachus. We're starting a new, brand new journey. We're going to start fresh. And what was an even harder shear the next day, they both came to me and they said, through the hachanas that they had and through the mindset that they made, that they said, we are going to start a new journey, brand new, a new yitziyah, a new tchila, a new simchas HaTorah, a new understanding that it's not what was, but rather it is, and simchas HaTorah is still here, right? Like Rashi tells us that b'chol yom yuya b'necha kichadoshim, a Simchas HaTorah, a fresh, anew. That's what allowed them to get that complicated shir, that complicated tesis, that the Yetzirah was telling you, absolutely not. And trying to distract them and zone them out, because it's so easy to lose the logical progression over here and to get all the Havaminas and all the Shaklavatarias. It was all that mindset. It was all that recognition. It was all that shmooze of the Sfas Emes. I saw it before my eyes. Simchas HaTorah is here. Simchas HaTorah is still relevant. It's not Sasana Torah, it's Simchas HaTorah. And that's the mindset. It's all based on how your maschil, what your tchila is, what you begin. Rabbi Yisrael Noach didn't do such a grave sin that really deserves to be called Nischalel and Chulin. But he came out of the Teva. He came out of the Teva and he was starting a new mission. He was starting a brand new journey for mankind, being the father of the world, to refresh the world. And he was now being Kaveya. What are our pursuits? What are we doing? What is our attitude when we go on this journey that we were saved from? And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I believe in you and I want you to be the leader of the new world. then he plants a vineyard? The boy said, there's one word that I skipped in Rashi. Vayichal nasis chulin shehoyloi lasoik tchilo be'esek acheres benetia acheres. It was the tchilo. It was the beginning. It was the new journey. It was the setting out. It's realizing what you have over here. Realizing that you're not what? Just a result of a catastrophe, of a misery, and you happen to be of saved. No, you're chosen to lead, to begin, to be mesasik mitchila, to be netiyah cheres, to be maschil, to lead the new world. That's chulin. That's not the way we begin. That's not the way we start. That's not our approach to this new mission. Merev Raboisai, we are so lucky to be here today. We're luckier than we were on Simchas Torah, because we get to build a brand new Simchas Torah. Okay, yeah, the island doesn't know this. It doesn't have the hack. And Lamaisa, no one's making a kiddush every day. All right, we'll work on that. No, maybe make a kiddush every day. Maybe we'll work on it, because Be'emes, that's what we should do. That's what we should have kiddush every day. I don't mean that literally. But Raboisai, in some ways, I know guys are getting ideas now, you know. Raboisai, but the emes is there's truth to that. Because there's really more simcha that we have today, because that's representative of what the simcha was all about on the Yom Tov of Simchas Torah. When you look at it in the right framework, in the right wavelength, so really, it's more shaykh today than it was then. Because then it gets confused with the Gemara. But now we know what it's really about. So Mirza Hashem Raboisai, we'll remember this for future sugas, and for when the grind becomes tough, and when it gets challenging, and in midterms, in Mirtz Hashem Raboisai, the opportunities that we had, and we'll learn from the mistakes of Noach, in Mirtz Hashem, and from the Yisoidus of what we're learning, what Simchas Torah is really, truly all about, and we'll always remember to not just roll the Torah towards the end, but remember to roll the Torah back to the beginning, and then you'll see, that'll be the Yisoid to be ensure that the Simcha will come back to life and you'll revert from a Tisha B'Av to Mirtz Hashem, a Simcha Sefer. A good Shabbos, everyone. I'm so proud of you guys, everybody.